This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado won't be getting federal disaster aid for the Elk and Lee fires or the historic flooding in southwest Colorado last year. FEMA denied Colorado's appeal for major disaster declarations, which would have unlocked federal dollars. Governor Jared Polis called the decision disappointing. He said the local communities worked in good faith with federal partners and that they should not be left to shoulder the financial burden alone. Previously, the Trump administration said it looks at each request carefully to ensure that tax dollars are used efficiently and appropriately. The Colorado House has passed the state budget after a day and a half of delays. The proposal addresses a $1.5 billion shortfall. Ray Solomon reports from the state capitol.
Along with the budget, lawmakers considered more than 60 companion proposals and dozens of amendments floated by both sides of the aisle, though only a few of those changes got the green light. The House approved a bipartisan amendment to save the state's auto theft prevention program, as well as one stripping money from wolf reintroduction. The House also agreed to protect medical coverage for some undocumented immigrants, but all that could be stripped from the bill as it advances. Final passage came a little after 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. And this week, the entire debate process starts over in the Senate. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
More news at CPR.org. Rain and snow is falling in the high country today. Along the Front Range, some afternoon showers.